This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Completely. But the reason I think we should talk about this is that it's more of a problem than most people realize, especially if they're married. If you're a married person, this immediately becomes completely insignificant to you. You don't care about it anymore. And if you don't have kids who are ready to get married, then you don't care about it either. But it's actually an extremely problematic topic within our societies here in the West, and even outside of the West as well. And even for those who are married, who are struggling, we have problems that need to be talked about. The only value that the Muslim community can bring is the stability of its families. We are built on families. That's how we're built. The Muslim society is built on families. Doesn't mean everyone has to have one. There are many scholars in our history who never got married or had families, and that's totally understandable. But the bulk of our community is going to be based on families and the strength of these families and the ability to prepare the next generation to continue to carry the baton and continue the legacy. So it's important that we talk about these things, because I'm finding that more and more. I'm not a marriage counselor, but this, the theme of these problems, whether it's trying to get married or hold on to it, is at an all-time high, which requires, I think, a little bit a lot of discussion. So I'll cover some hadith where the Prophet addresses the issue from different aspects. Hopefully, inshallah, we benefit. So what he says in this hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, is the faqala, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ أَوْ إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ. There's two wording for this narration. I'll use the one that's in the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi, which is, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ خُلُقَهُ ودينه فزوجوه إلا تفعلوا تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, if someone comes to you looking for marriage, and for men over women, it works actually both ways. It's more common, obviously, for men than it is for women, but it works both ways for sure. If someone comes to you and they're looking to get married, and this person is someone whom you see both the quality of their faithfulness, dinahu, which is the way of life, the quality of their understanding of the religion, the way that they see it, they view it and practice it, wa khuluqahu, and their ethics, their character, how they are in terms of what they, how they treat people around them, what values they carry, their principles. It's impossible for you to know 100% of these things from a person. No matter how much time you spend with them, it's impossible. But the hadith said, "Man tardouna," meaning you're satisfied. You get to know a little bit about their faith, about their character, about their khuluq. You're satisfied. You find they're checking all the boxes. We don't have any. There's no red flags really. فزوجوه, then offer this person marriage. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا, if you do not, if you fail to do this, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ, you will cause fitna on this earth. وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ, and a wide applied amount of corruption. Fasadun arid. It's a wide application of corruption. Corruption will be everywhere, and fitna will happen all across earth. It's very rare that he uses these terms, alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, the importance of studying hadith and the Quran, obviously, in the same way, is understanding the rhythms of the verses and the rhythms of what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. If you understand the rhythm, if you figure out how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about things and how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam addresses things, when something stands out, it becomes a little bit, okay, hold on. He never speaks like this. He never says these phrases. He never uses this terminology. So it must be a big deal that he's saying. If you fail to do one thing, then fitna, which is, fitna is when there's confusion. Fitna is a word that's used for many different things, but there's confusion on earth and widespread corruption. If you fail to do this one thing, if someone's looking to get married and this person's deen and this person's khuluq are both satisfactory to the person who's looking at them, but still we can't seem to get this person married for maybe financial difficulties or age-based difficulties or even worse, racial problems or some other cause, then prepare yourself for a fitna that will be all across earth and corruption that will spread widely in every direction. This is what his warning, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is, like, it is to me more of a warning than a command. Watch out. Because it's natural, most people do. If someone comes and they're reasonable, you find someone for them to get married to. If you don't, though, prepare yourselves to what will come later, which is what we are starting to see happen pretty much in front of us. It's unfolding in front of us. So we have to change the way we look at things. We have to change the way
we look at marriage and understand it altogether. I'll end with that, inshallah ta'ala. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه والإمام ابن ماجه في سننه بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا أتاكم من ترضون خلقه ودينه فزوجوه إلا تفعلوا تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله تعالى شيخ